Stefan, Elton, welcome to our humble little podcast, our humble little studio. It's lucky to have you guys here in our studio. It's lucky to have you on our podcast, Professional Plumber Podcast. Stefan, I should actually say welcome back to you because you've been here before.
Absolutely. It's very lekker to be here a second time.
Lekker, you say in the perfect Afrikaans there.
I've been working on it.
What is it? Can't you get enough of the studio or can't you get enough of my company?
I was just going to say, I can't get enough of you. You know, I'm stalking you on all those exposition, exhibition places where I can find a plumber, I can find Willem.
Because I'm everywhere.
Exactly.
Listen, Stefan, just for our listeners and our viewers who are not familiar with you yet, they may not perhaps have watched the other episode I did with you. Just a quick introduction, who you are, how you fit in with NovoPress.
Well, basically, they know me out there as Steph from NovoPress, right?
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so I'm Stefan Cloud, and I represent the brand NovoPress, which is a German company, and we manufacture, you guys here call it crimping machine, we call it press fitting machine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but like the term doesn't matter. All we do, all we know, it's that our machine can press fitting for pipe connectivity, right? And then we don't need to do welding or soldering or brazing or the old-fashioned way. And we're just trying to develop not the brand in the country necessarily, but the technology,
yes,
which Elton will tell you a little later. It's been out for quite a while, but it hasn't been profusely used on this continent.
Mm.
So we're here just to make plumber's life easier.
And the crimping machine is, you specifically said now, it's not about the brand, it's about the technology. But
correct,
the brand and the name of the company is NovoPress.
So our brand, yes, is NovoPress. And we've been making pressing tool since 1972.
Mm.
The company was opened in 1968, but we've been doing pressing tools since 1972. And we only do pressing tools.
Oh.
So all our technology, all our hard earned money, it's going towards pressing tools,
okay,
and no other tools but those ones.
Specializing in one field.
Yeah.
Elton, your first time here and the Professional Plumber Podcast, a very warm welcome to you. It's a lekker to have you here. I did say that in my introduction, but talking about introductions, would you mind to just quickly, for our listeners and our viewers who are not familiar with you or your company and its brand and what it does, quick introduction. The floor is yours.
Willem, thank you for the intro. Thanks for inviting us here. My name is Elton Paniza. I am the regional director for Sana South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we manufacture press fittings predominantly.
Mm-hmm.
Various materials, stainless steel, copper, carbon steel, and a few others. But stainless steel is our main product. We are developing, along with NovoPress, the press fitting or the press technology in South Africa.
Mm.
And we're trying to make it more affordable, but also easier accessible to the average South African plumber.
So, you know, it's obviously that press fitting is a different method, it's a different system than your traditional joining methods, like where pipe systems usually or traditionally are fitted together or connected together either via your old threading style or your welding and your soldering style. Or when it comes to plastic piping, it's the plastic cement when you join and connect two plastic pipes. But in this case, press fitting uses a completely different technology. But the fact is that it's actually not a new invention. It's actually a type of invention that has been created. I think in my notes here, it says 1968 already.
In the last century.
In the last century, yes. Exactly, yes.
But it's actually a little bit earlier than that. So Sana was founded in 1964, and Sana is one of the earlier pioneers in manufacturing of press fittings. So it was actually a little bit earlier. I think it was in the mid-50s when press technology was first invented. A couple of brothers, Manus Mann, if I'm not mistaken, they came up with what is the press fitting of today. Looked slightly different back then, different materials, but this is what it's evolved into. So, so Sun has been been doing press fitting since mid to late 60s, and several other manufacturers out there, but essentially I feel that Sana is one of the pioneers in really bringing the technology to the forefront.
Especially on the fitting side, you say especially that is your specialty. That's what your company does.
Correct.
It's interesting to realize how it is being, let's call it rediscovered. It's not invented now. It's been rediscovered. Yeah. You just said from as early as the '50s, it was discovered or invented for that matter. And I know that in some countries, this is a common thing. This is a common system. It's a common technology that is being used, but in South Africa, not as much. Yesterday, I watched a podcast online. It was an Italian podcast where they spoke about the system and the technology. And they said, you know, it's difficult for some countries to sort of accept it and to, you know, to get used to it. But once they start using it, it's like, why haven't you always been in my life?
Exactly.
Why haven't you always been in my plumbing trade or my gas trade or whatever the case may be? It's almost as if they then... They regret not having known about it earlier.
Correct. If you look at Europe as a whole, I think more than 90% of all plumbing installations are press fitting now, dependent on the application, of course. But yeah, 90%+ is press fitting. If you look at Northern Europe, it's even more. South Africa, where we've lagged behind is one of two reasons, really. One, labor is fairly inexpensive, and we can't say cheap anymore because labor is not cheap. So that has basically held the technology back over here for us. It's cheaper to get a guy in, he comes and works 6 hours, do installation of a few meters, than to pay a little bit more for the technology, but get it done in an hour and a half. Right. Now, that's where the difference falls in Europe. The labor is so expensive that it's just not worth it having a guy there for 6 hours anymore when it can be done in an hour. And what's your experience, plumbers? An hour and a half job comes 45 minutes and it's done. So South Africa is where Europe was 40 years ago. But we're catching on. And the technology, the products are still not available as it should be, right? So part of what we're doing here, for instance, is putting it out there. It is here. You can do any installation that you normally would do with a conventional fitting, with a plumber, welding, soldering, brazing, or threaded fittings. We've got a solution for you.
Off air, when the two of you arrived, just before we started recording, the two of you actually met two plumbers with which we had a podcast just before you arrived. And one of those plumbers immediately said to you, well, certainly when you use this technology, it's got to be the complete system. But then you said to them also that, listen, you can also do your maintenance repairs. You can add to the existing system. When it comes to this technology, it doesn't have to be a complete new fitting on a complete new building. And that's the only use and the only application for that. Is that correct?
Exactly. So your press fitting integrates very easily into an existing conventional system that may have come from the early 1900s. In South Africa, we use, I'd say, 90% of all water piping out there is still galvanized pipe.
Yeah.
We've got a product that you can integrate from galvanized on straight into stainless steel, and it makes it so easy to start renewing your infrastructure. And That's what it's there for.
Yeah, I think we all have to accept at some point in time that eventually our entire piping system will have to be replaced with something like copper or more modern technology that may be by that time that may have been invented or introduced to our market by the time that it's the time to replace. I know that the property where I stay, this piping system is at least 30 years old. And 99.999% is still galvanized pipe. And I still have that piece of, I currently have a piece of galvanized pipe that is burst and leaking in my roof. And I put a temporary clamp on it until I can get a plumber out. Believe it or not, I work in the plumbing trade. And I haven't had time yet to call a plumber out to come and fix that. But the fact is, we discussed off air that we said that when they come and replace that pipe now, it's obviously going to be with copper. But they will still have to connect that new copper piece of pipe that they put in to the existing galvanized steel pipe that wherever they cut that piece off and the length that they put in, there's still going to be a piece of galvanized pipe. Now, does your system, your technology make provision for that to connect to that old system?
Certainly. We've got our product over here, for instance. Don't look at the color of the seal. This is specifically for gas. The seal just changed to black for a water pipe, but that integrates in from takes your fitting or your system from a galvanized system, and it can go into stainless steel. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's various of these little interceptors or couplings that would help you to change that broken pipe or corroded pipe.
By coincidence, I saw that one side of it, one end of it, mm-hmm. has thread on it, yeah. and that's to attach to the thread of the existing galvanized pipe.
Certainly. So there's transitional fittings that can be put on you. So, for instance, this actually goes straight onto your galvanized pipe.
Also,
goes straight onto your galvanized pipe, and you press it. Stefan's got a jaw specifically for this. Mm. And over here, this is just one that has a thread on the side. But the next, we've got couplings that has both press ends.
Sure.
So it depends on what material you want to go from your galvanized pipe, what material you want to go into. Then this will change.
Elton, if you don't mind, to our listeners, our viewers, our plumbers out there who are not familiar with the technology, we're seeing a lot of fittings here. Your company does the fittings part of it. NovaPress is your son, Sana, and NovaPress does the actual machine that does the crimping part of the system. Tell us a little bit, how does this actually work? I read something about, and I listened into the podcast. I watched a podcast yesterday, that Italian one, where they spoke about the seed, that the rhodial seed, if I'm not mistaken, that's what they refer to. There's also a rubber on the inside. I would like to know about things, or tell our plumbers who are listening about things like, does pipe need any preparation before you put the fitting onto it? Does it need cleaning? What happens in the case where a pipe is maybe slightly damaged? Those kind of things. The floor again is yours.
Can I just interrupt you a second? I
think yeah.
It would be nice to make the example with this fitting here. No, take this one, the copper one, and this one. So we can see the difference for the auditor, the difference of the fitting, the first one, what it is, and what is a press fitting. So go ahead, Elton. Sure.
Okay, so over here you've got what we would call a traditional or conventional fitting, right? That needs to be soldered, and it's very basic technology, really. Takes you approximately to braze that. A experienced person will take in 3 minutes and 4 minutes to braze that pipe, 22 millimeter. Then if you look at your press fitting there, it's got its diorital seat with a FKM seal inside, a rubber seal. You insert your tube. We've got copper there now. Let's just use this. You just take copper on copper. You insert that. It has a net. It has a stop end in the middle of this transitional fitting, right? So you can only push it in that far. Now, When you prepare your installation, you will measure this. I don't have a pen now, but you generally measure it. It's approximately 15 to 20 millimeters, depending on the size of the or the dimension of the tube that you're going to be pressing. So approximately that depth goes in. You put your press machine on. In this case, we've got a jaw here. You put that on, and the hydraulic machine will press it. The actual presentation we'll do a bit later for you, mm-hmm. but essentially what you end up with is this. There we've cut it open, so you can see what your press looks like after the machine is done with it.
I think right what we're going to do is what I'd like to do is we take a cool picture of this, and we ask our editor to put this into the edited version of the so we're seeing here that the rubber actually pressed extremely tightly, but the metal as well, that copper pressed so tightly, I can hardly see the difference between the two pipe tubes and the actual fitting. That's how tightly they were pressed together.
Correct. So that's your mechanical seal, the actual seating of the two tubes it is, because what is a fitting? It is just a tube that has slightly been altered, right? So there's a mechanical seal, which is that which you see there, and then the rubber seal.
My goodness.
And depending on your material, depending on what the application is for, you have various pressure ratings that you could use that for. In this case, that product that you have there, we test the product up to 24 bars. Okay, so that's quite a lot of pressure. Imagine in your house, if you wanted to put that pressure through there in your house, you'd have a few taps or a shower.
That's going to cut into flesh there.
Exactly. Having that said, we test the product at 24 bars in our factory. If it does not pass 24 bars, it goes back to R&D. We guarantee the product for 16 bar.
Wow.
Which is still very high pressure.
Interesting to know. I mean, obviously, it's used for fluids and it's used for gas as well. It's
gases, compressed air, fuel oils, and a range of technical chemicals. Chemicals that can be. Sure. And where you will see a difference then, what's your industrial applications, if I can put it like that, then your seal changes. So for gas, we have a yellow seal ring. Water is a white seal ring. And then your red is for chemicals and so on.
Sure. Stefan, you wanted to say something?
No, not necessarily. I think we came a little bit. The important thing it was to, because last time when we did the podcast, it was about press fitting and we were showcasing the machine. But after the podcast and going to different exhibition, I also realized that a lot of plumbers out there, they don't even know what a press fitting is. And I'm not just saying that the end user plumber that's doing plumbing job all the time. I'm also talking about project managers and architect and engineers. So I guess the press fitting system is in the country, but I believe the people that brought it in did not want to maybe necessarily give it to the masses. On adding on to what you said and what Elton said, not only it saves time, it's safe, it's fast, it's efficient. And a lot of people say, yeah, but those fittings, let's not even talk to the machine. Those fittings are more expensive than the regular ones. Yes, they are a little bit. But if you add up in the system all the chemicals that you need, the protective equipment, the skilled labor that you need, if you add up at the end of the year, you are saving money.
The fact is, and I want to interrupt you there now. The fact is that brazing, welding, and soldering, that's a technique and a skill that needs to be taught.
Exactly.
Right? Imagine if that part doesn't need to be taught. You know, we can't say that we completely remove it out of the equation altogether. But imagine if that part, if you don't have to get a plumber on your team that has that specific skill, he now just can crimp because there's a machine and a system that does it for him. There's a technology that does it on his behalf.
Exactly, Willem. The technology that you see here takes an unqualified person and turns him into a semi-skilled immediately. Mm. Of course, there's a little bit of instruction that goes goes with it, but you don't have to go to a technical college for a certain period of time to learn this.
Yeah.
We do on-site training or in the classrooms that we have, do the training, you immediately make somebody a semi-skilled, right? The onus is then on the machine to make sure that every press is done to the accreditation that it needs to be, or the certification.
Yes.
That machine will do 1,000 presses exactly the same. It can do that in one day.
Mm.
Your laborer will braze or weld a few fittings, and then he's tired. He needs to go for lunch. He might have a tough morning on Monday morning after a long weekend, or Friday. He might not be that motivated. So you just want to get it done, move on.
Mm.
And then you, as the homeowner, sits with the
Mistakes that we make.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing, because we don't even think of it that way until somebody like you guys come in on a podcast or explain it to a plumber. I saw the reaction of the plumbers that you guys met before we did our podcast. I saw their reactions when you started explaining to them how things work and how this work and the benefits of it. And they were like, what? We didn't even know. We saw it there just like in a distance, but we didn't know so much about it until you told us now. But also the other thing is, when it comes to the calculations of costing per hour, labor per hour, I mean, plumbers charge per hour, right? So now, and they are pressed for time. We're talking about pressed fittings, pressed, all pun intended, pressed for time, right? You've got maybe 5 jobs that you can squeeze in because of the time that it takes to solder and braze and weld. But now this takes you about 7 seconds per connection. It reduces your time per job drastically. Now you can fit in 10 jobs in one day instead of, imagine, I said that to Stefan in the first podcast I did with him. Imagine you doing a new built townhouse complex where there are 100 units or 50 units or how many ever that needs complete new systems, plumbing systems installed. Imagine how quickly you can do that if 7 seconds per connection, right? And it meets all the standards. It's tight and sealed. Sometimes I know Stefan likes to reiterate, better than the traditional conventional methods. But that is so cool. I mean, just quick one. We're gonna go over to a demonstration quickly. Again, Stefan, you did one in the previous podcast, but just from a fitting side, I've got a question or two more for you.
Sure.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah, for sure. Go for it.
Because, you know, it's easy. So we want the side where we take someone from the street, we teach him in 15 minutes how to use a press machine, and we made him a semi-plumber, you know, a skilled plumber for a press machine. But we don't want to forget the welder and the brazer.
Yes.
Personally, my father, when he was young, was a welder. Well, he died from lung cancer.
Mm.
So by safety, we don't only means like you don't burn yourself or there's no chemicals, but also the smell of welding.
Mm.
Who wants to smell that for 40 years?
Mm.
You're going to have some kind of health issue, right? Mm. So we already have enough product out there that kind of diminish our health. So why thinking that skilled worker is not going to be skilled anymore?
Mm.
He still have his skills. This is, it's learned, huh? It's education, it's forever. But why not going with the flow and starting working with a better system that actually better for you on your health wise, but also on the efficiency of your job? It doesn't remove anything of your quality as a professional plumber, but it adds on value to your work without the inconvenience of your prior skills that were learning how to weld and smell that smoke all day long.
It boils down to the fact that these things that you guys are saying now are things that we see the technology and we think, oh, expensive, right? That's the first thing that comes to a plumber's mind when he sees this. Yeah, the tool is expensive. Yeah, the connection or the fittings are more expensive than the traditional fittings, right? That's the first thing, cost and price. But the fact is, when you count all the other benefits, like your health, when you don't have to inhale, you know, the chemicals of the soldering and the welding and the brazing and those kind of things, the constantly your health issues, we don't even consider that.
And being buying medication to offset those upper respiratory problems.
Those are things, the time that it takes, you know, the quicker you can do your job, the quicker, the more jobs you can fit in on one day. I mean, imagine finishing your townhouse project in reducing your time by months. Correct. And being able to then move on to the next project. It's an improvement on your service offerings to your clients.
Definitely. But then, Willem, as South Africans, we know that South Africa has a very large unemployment rate. Mm. And the average person will look at this and say, well, you're going to take work away from the next guy. So if this job has 1,000 fittings that needs to be welded or brazed, we might need 5 employees. And now you're bringing the machine, so we only need 1. To an extent, that is so. But what we're also doing is we are taking that guy that's standing on the side of the street looking for a job with a placard, give me a job for the day, but you know that he has no skills. Mm. You're taking him, putting this in his hands, bit of training, and that's one less unemployed person that you have. However, your welder, your experienced welder, he still have a job because certain applications still calls for welding.
Yes.
Calls for a qualified welder that does a weld that can stand up to certain standards.
Absolutely.
And so we're not turning people away, we're actually bringing people into the workforce.
But at the same time, I have to agree with you. Remember now there's a new category. So now there's job creation in the selling of these fittings.
Yeah.
Right? It's not only in the actual trade itself, you know, where you say, okay, now you have to, the people who can braze and weld and solder, now you have to let them go, or whatever the case may be. As you said, the certain applications will still require that. But the other side is somebody needs to bring this into the country. Somebody needs to know where to sell it and they would, you know, selling points where people can buy this, the technicians needs to buy this, the machines. That's a whole new category of job creation again in our country. So I have to completely agree with you. But we used the word application now, and that's my next focus before we do a quick demonstration to our listeners and our viewers. Let's talk about, obviously, we see different materials here. We've held up copper, we've held up, there's plastic here. Can I refer to it as PVC plastic? Or what is the term?
Multi-layer.
So obviously there are fittings in different materials or for using with different materials. So let's not delve into as much as the different materials, as much as the applications for different materials. And what determines, what factors influence how we decide which material to use where, which type of fitting to which where, whatever the case may be. Again, I'm going to leave the floor to you.
Okay. So it really depends on what your application is. So for domestic usage, that you could use the copper or the multi-layer product that you've just seen there, stainless steel, carbon steel. It really just depends on what it is that you're doing. So your pressure ratings will be one factor to determine. The temperature of what you are transporting from one place to the next, that determines, as you would think, the plastic or the multi-layer product there will have different It will have different. Sorry, I'm looking for the word now.
Specification.
Pressure. No. The material strength would be different to, for instance, the stainless steel product here. So it all depends on what you're doing with the product, and that will depend on what you're going to use. Mm. Right? In an industrial setting, for instance, where there might be a chemical going through your pipe. Uh-huh. The multi-layer would not be suited.
Exactly.
It depends. Stainless steel.
It depends
steel.
On what. I think certainly a contributing factor is what goes through the pipe. Not only the exactly. temperature thereof or whatever, yes. but the actual content that would go through.
Exactly.
Is it a chemical? Is it water? Is it whatever?
Exactly.
But you can use all application that domestic required, industrial required, or manufacturer required too. Factories have a lot of piping systems, so a lot of product coming in, what's coming out. So different product, different material.
Mm.
Only the constructor, right, and the project designer knows best what to use. Or should know best what to use.
But we don't also, listen, we've printed something out here and you've got that there's a sort of a diagram or a chart that shows the technicians which materials and which fittings specifically to use for which type of applications. Is that correct?
Exactly. We call it our matrix and it gives you a very quick rundown of what it is, what your application is. You can compare it to what material would perform the best for that application. And again, various factors to consider, temperature, pressure rating, if it is an indoor or outdoor installation, what's the corrosiveness of the air outside. For instance, down at the coast, you'll use something different outside than what you would use here in the inland. Mm. So very easy matrix application chart. To use.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's because of the fact that, yes, it's something, it's not a new invention, but it's a rediscovered invention. But to some people, it may be a new technology and a new way of doing things. And for them to have that sort of guidance to say, listen, if you want to use this, here's a chart or a matrix, have a look at it, exactly. and it'll give you guidance on which
exactly.
which best is for which application.
Exactly. A lot of the thinking is taken out of what normally would have been done, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, the press machine presses it, seals it as it should be, allows for that pressure for the pressure rating. The matrix tells you what to use where, whereas traditionally you had to rely on individual. How's he welding? Is he welding it properly? What is he using? We've got plumbers that are registered in a country. We also have plumbers that have just learned from their dads, from a mentor perhaps, and doesn't necessarily have the required experience to determine what will I put into Willem's house at that galvanized pipe that is corroded, right? No, you can use you can use various materials, but how long will it last? Mm. Do you want to change that again in 2 years' time?
No, definitely not.
What's it going to cost you then?
Yeah.
Right. So suddenly, the cost of that fitting and the cost of the machine, it pays for itself so quickly.
Mm. Absolutely. Listen.
I cut you again. Huh? So I've been here for 1 year. And when I first came here, some people knew about the system, but very, very, like a 0 point something, okay? And within a year, I already seen a lot of more interest and questions about press fitting. And not only the multi-layer, which is bigger now because they're trying to replace all the old copper pipes with something cheaper and efficient. So multi-layer is good. You know, without buying the more expensive coppers, because also we're in a price conscious area, but there's been a bigger interest, a lot more phone call for a lot more different application. So the press fitting itself, it's on its way up, you know, up in South Africa and in Africa too. We just need to make sure that anybody and everybody has the chance or the opportunity to at least offer it in the inventory. I mean, in their work for their clients.
Hmm. Listen, I think I'm very, very keen to quickly see again, just a quick demonstration.
Sure.
Yes, you get to play with your machine and your tools that you manufacture at Nova Press. But what I'm interested in is seeing all of these babies here in a demonstration. So let's set up there quickly.
As I said, work hard, play harder, right?
Yep.
put your mouth where your money is. Put your money where your mouth is. Now you're going to be the plumber.
To show that I learn stuff when I work in the industry. I'm not a plumber, but I learn plumbing stuff. But I see you love your job so much that you have actually made a heart out of your...
Yeah, that's my little homage to a company we deal with in Germany. But, you know, this is floor heating, multi-layer, and with also a press fitting.
Floor heating?
Floor heating.
Huh.
Yeah. Multi-layer, you can use it in a lot of different applications. This is one of them. I have it because they were nice enough to give me this on Valentine's Day.
You're creative as well.
Yes. Anyways, we're here for a demonstration, right?
Yeah, no, so for sure.
I've done one last time.
Yes, and you said that I should actually now use the tools. So we spoke about the fact that we can, the different connectors for the different pipe diameters, different materials, and obviously for different applications.
Correct.
In this case, this is your 20 mil?
22.
22 mil?
Stainless steel.
See, I'm not a plumber. Stainless steel.
Or maybe you just...
I can actually feel when I insert the pipe, I can actually feel it stop. And I remember when Elton said earlier in the conversation that make provision for that. You can determine according to the length here on your connector that approximately when you cut your pipes, approximately how much space you should have available.
Honestly, personally, like you said, something around such and such.
Such and such.
This is a specialty.
Yeah.
Although it varies depending on the size of your fitting and all, obviously yeah, the size of the fitting, not necessarily the material, and which what kind of fitting you use. Mm. Are you using a strength? Are you using a coupler? Are you using a T? Are you using an elbow? But at the end of the day, Elton or me, we're not really necessarily the one that tells plumbers how to do it. They should know how to do it. Okay. Mm. How to, there's a protocol in plumbing. If they respect that and they put the system, press fitting system on it, they can sleep on the 2 years for the rest of the life of this system.
Uh-huh. Listen, what was also interesting to me is just before we moved over here, as you saw that it goes from the 22 to the 15 millimeter. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to, Which one are we going to crimp? The 22?
Yeah, crimp off. Here's your tool. I would suggest you use this one. Here, you got a 22 here.
Right.
And no 15.
And no
but
15.
But you can't show the 22. Yeah, I think we forgot the 15 inside. That's okay.
That's 100%. So let's do the 22.
Remember, then. Cut, rim, crimp. CRC. That's the protocol for the plumbers you were asking earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that your pipe is cut straight and nice. You
straight.
Make sure that you clean it nice, and then you can press it. The reason is if it's not clean, the pipe, mm-hmm. you take a risk to damage the ring.
Okay, the O-ring, the
yes,
what's
and if
the
you
name?
Damage the
rubber.
O-ring, then maybe your system may be compromised.
I see this pipe is slightly damaged on this side, so all right.
Demo pipe.
So that's, yeah. And that's a good thing for the plumbers to remember.
Yes.
Right. So we use the smaller one of the two for the smaller diameter pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
so
this is your fitting.
Yeah.
Take your lock out. Ah, lacquer. Slot that in.
Turn it on. Make sure that the machine. So we're checking the battery and all the function in the machine inside.
All right. And when do I know that this is ready?
Oh, right now it's ready. All the four green lights on. The blue light is for the Bluetooth. We don't explain, but we're not explaining the machine today. We're explaining what is the fitting,
right.
Press fitting.
And I see that there's a sort of a ridge where
correct.
There's a space for this ridge to fit in.
Correct.
Right.
And you can press the jaw here with your thumb. Open it, which just then make sure that you're on the ridge.
Right.
And then press. I said 3 seconds.
Three
press
seconds.
And let it go. One, two. You can let it go. Seven
right.
seconds. That's what I counted.
7 seconds. It's because I'm not a plumber.
Exactly.
It takes longer. Listen.
So,
all right. So this is the...
Try to put it out because maybe people don't believe it.
Yeah. No, okay. Listen. This thing is about...
I got more muscle. Let me try it.
You got more muscle than I do. Hey, right. Yes.
Perfect seal.
Perfect
press fitting, perfect cream, whatever
again,
you want to call it.
Again, we had a copper pipe example that you guys cut for the plumbers to see on the inside what
correct,
it looks like,
correct.
How it seals.
correct. And if we can, and again, just quick. So copper or stainless steel or carbon steel is going to do the exact same thing, especially on a 22 mm. It's a jaw and a machine.
We see the rubber right in there. What we're going to do is we're going to hoax the editor just to edit in a cool photo afterwards. All right. You said also that we spoke about different diameters.
Correct.
And this is the big baby.
I just wanted you to show your auditors that I had the experience when I show my catalog with a copper fitting on my machine. They all think that the machine only does copper, but the machine does many different systems and we can and many different sizes. It was hard for the guys to believe it until I show them. Finally, I get some 108 fitting. So this is a 108 millimeter fitting, stainless steel. And imagine you got your pipe, your 108 pipe. It's in your system. All you have to do, so it's a little heavier, and it's now we're not talking about jaws. We're talking about collars, okay?
Collar, okay. It's heavy. It's this is solid steel, so
yes,
I can feel it. It's quite heavy.
With the sizes up to 35 mil and everything, we get away with the 19 kilonewton, which is the smaller one, but bigger sizes. This is a 32 kilonewton. We also have for the bigger sizes 168. 120 kilonewton.
I quickly want to ask, just to reiterate what Elton was saying about the different colors on the markings on the different fittings. So this is red. Am I seeing correct? Am I understanding it correctly?
So this is on Elton's side, but what we look at it, I mean, this might have an importance and it's got to be discussed with the pipe and fitting manufacturer. Mm-hmm. But what you want to be the most important for your plumber is to know which ring is inside.
Oh.
You need to know what product is going into your pipes. Mm. And if it's the average product, normally it's a black pipe, it's a black ring, right, for the water and things like that. But when you start going into gas, air,
petroleum,
chemicals, petroleum, you need a different kind of a silicone ring, rubber ring, whatever it is.
All right. So you said that the bigger machine.
Yes. So the bigger machine needs for the bigger sizes. So
adapter
we need to use an adapter for this 108 because. Unfortunately, the 32 kilonewton wouldn't be enough to press only one. So we have two presses on 108 and above.
Right.
It's a little of work. But basically, so you just put an adapter on it so we can go around the collar. Because imagine developing one jaw that looks this big.
Yeah,
it's too
obviously.
Big.
Yeah.
We're trying to make things easier, right? Not necessarily harder
to carry. On this type of diameter, there's a double type of
two cycles. Correct.
Right. So the one would be, and I see that your collar here has two slots.
One is for the first cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Once you press the first cycle, it would start reaching, but still not enough. 32 kilonewton for that kind of size is still not enough to get a really a better pressing system, okay? So what we came up with, there's another system, there's another jaw that's exactly the same, but a different name that comes on the second setting. So you'd be able to put it together inside, and then now you would have a tight sealer.
To the second hole right here, and then with your second fitting, you do the final part of crimping.
But not for the sake of plumbing, you go ahead. I'm holding. So this is held in a position that normally, you know, it's a lower hand. They're not always higher, the bigger thing. Mm. So it's a lower hand. You can't put your collar around your thing, but you still have to maneuver the machine. Mm. So go ahead. Maneuver the machine. Make sure that you're going to put those two things inside here. Open it first. Yeah. Yeah.
And you fit it?
The one on top, on top, on top. In between, you see, right here.
Up. So you've got to give me guidance here.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Now let go of the jaw. And then what you would do the exact same thing you did before. You would press for 3 seconds here, okay. And the cycle would end up itself. On those big ones, it's a little longer. Yeah, okay. I think we're looking at something between 15 and 20 seconds. But still, to weld 108, it takes about more than 3 minutes. It takes about 7 minutes.
It does, absolutely.
Perfectly. So imagine just this thick thing would take you like already pretty much half hour to weld it, it would take you like less than a minute to press it.
Absolutely.
Then you can move on to the next one and the next one.
Something that I picked up and one of the questions that the plumbers would typically ask is, if a pipe is in a wall, you know, how difficult it would be for this part to clamp around it, to to go around it in the small confined space that it has in the wall. and obviously, you can see, you know, if it goes around a pipe, it takes up very little space around there. So
yeah, well, there's a difference in South Africa, or maybe in the entire African continent, and in Europe right now. You know, you guys putting you, so you're setting up your house, you're setting up your foundation, right? And then you're pouring concrete onto the pipes. Mm. In Europe and in other places, we actually have more space in the thing because we don't pour concrete on the pipes.
Okay.
Right? So already you don't have to jackhammer a pipe when there's an issue. And then we also came up with small rings that you can put even on the smaller sizes, and it gives you a lot more leeway to maneuver. No, this is fantastic. I'm telling you that we're talking about it now. We're having this hard time putting it out there. But I'm telling you, in 5-10 years from now, nobody's going to ever look back and look at those welded copper pipes. Or maybe at the market when those people make those nice lamps with it. But not anymore in housing and anything. Also, imagine, we were talking about women.
Yeah,
easy to use. How light is this?
This thing is extremely light. This one's slightly heavier, but this thing is
very easily light. Yes, I think women in plumbing should go straight to the system to not get all that, you know, fume and smoke
chemicals and risk. Stuff.
I mean, women get pregnant.
Yeah.
If in the third trimester, someone say, "Oh, look, you got to go weld some pipes." I would say, "No, my baby, you know, let me take this."
We don't think of things like that.
We don't think of things like that, but if you look at the advantages, the pros versus the cons.
And the benefits.
I think it's a 90-10.
Yeah.
90% of cons, pros, and 10% of cons.
Listen, Stefan, I enjoyed this. I enjoyed playing around with the tools. So I think let's hop back to the table and
absolutely
close this episode.
Let me write you your certificate, because right now you
certified some training.
22 mil on me.
Thanks, Stack, for that.
Thank you for the help.
Stefan, it's always lekker to see how you play with your, you know, boys and our toys. We play with it. If it's not motorbikes and cars, then it certainly is tools we love. We love, you know, even the ladies now joining the trades, good thing to see people of diversity coming into our trades, and they also play with these toys now. So no, we can't even say boys and our toys anymore. It's not cool. The people in our toys, ne? I'd love to love to see you play with your machines doing.
Thank you, I love it too.
but what is nice is if people, you know, the technicians out there, they always want to see. I've seen this at the exhibitions where you demonstrate, where you do demos and presentations to the plumbers. The interest, they flock to your gazebo. And they want to see how this thing works. They want to see it in action. And it's good. It's lekker for me to have that in this podcast, in the studio, and available on YouTube for people to check out and see, wow, check out that machine. Look at what it works and how it does and the benefits of it, right? You said something earlier just before we did the presentation is about the fact that you've been in South Africa for a year. And that you've seen how interest in this type of technology and this type of system, how that has increased in a year's time. And it's evident when we see the how many people approach you at exhibitions. It's evident. People come to you. They flock to your gazebo, right? I think it's human nature for us to be reluctant to – we resist change. We don't want to go to the new, again, we reiterate, this is not a new invention. It's not a new technology. It was invented in the 50s already. It's a rediscovery thereof. But the fact is, we don't want to. We resist change. We like, we don't want things to change,
yes.
You know? And hence the fact that, and Elton, you would agree, especially here in South Africa, we're so set in our ways, you know. It's like, we've gone through massive changes since 1994. Now you want us to change things again. Just let's leave my trade and my products and my methods and my ways of doing things. Just leave it alone, man. But the thing is, you know, technology evolves. There's always going to be something better, something more efficient, something more, you know, quicker, faster, stronger, more durable. There's always going to be new stuff that's an improvement of how we did things before. And it's lucky to see. And it was, Elton, it's good for me to see. We've spoken about the tool in the previous podcast. And yes, we saw it in the presentation, the demonstration again now. But it's lucky to see, to speak from the angle of the fittings itself. You know, people certainly see the different sizes here and they think, really? You've got a machine that can fit that size? Really? So obviously, goes back to the different applications for the different fittings and the different materials. I mean, certainly this thing goes to a different application if that diameter. And it's good to see that you, Sana, is playing its part in reintroducing this technology into our trade.
Certainly. Willem, you touched a little bit on it there. Plumbers traditionally are very set in their ways, especially in our country. This is how it was done. That's how we're going to do it. And we often get on sites, and especially the older generation, they have difficulty with this machine. It's just, it makes my life too easy. I almost don't like it because it's too easy, you know. Having that said, but yeah, the sizes, we have a product that goes up to 168 millimeter. Yeah. And now that's a slightly different jaw than what we've seen in the presentation just now. It is, Steph might show us one just now on the so you can show it. But this will not be pressed by this jaw that's here. It is, there's a lot that goes with it. So a lot of, with the technology comes some responsibility onto us as well to make sure we use the right tool for the right job. And that's where the training comes in.
And certainly talking about training, that's, I want to wrap this episode up with things like, so you guys bring this into the country, you manufacture it, bring it into a country, but where can it be found? So we're talking about stock availability, product availability. So who stocks your products? After sales services, training and support on the products and how to use them. I know that there's the matrix, and you said that matrix, basically you can pick somebody off the street. You know, in our industry, as the professional body, we try to sort of prevent the guys from the street who are unskilled and unqualified to use and work in our trade. We'd rather get them qualified and trained than to allow them to work untrained and unqualified. But the fact is that the technology is so uncomplicated that an unqualified person can do it. That's how simple it is, right? But the fact is that the matrix is there, but people want to interact. People want to speak to people who can tell them, listen, this is how you do it. You use this one for this, for that application. You use that one.
Exactly, Willem. And maybe we loosely mention that we take somebody off the street. But essentially, there's a few requirements that comes with it, right? And then we train that person. So it's not just a quick show and tell. Mm. We actually take that person through a process so they understand what the machine is, what the technology is, and how everything comes together. It is quite an in-depth process to learn as well, okay? Once that is done, the person can be termed as semi-skilled. And we do training where we actually will give you a certificate that comes with it. We're working with the TVET colleges to have this as part of their curricula. So all of that is happening in the background. It's taking a bit of time to make sure everything comes together. But essentially, that's Elton, where it needs to go.
Elton, I'm interrupting you, but the fact is that brazing, welding, plastic cementing. That's all part of the curriculum. Why not have this as part of the curriculum?
Exactly.
But listen, it's good to know, just quick one, at which stores, who keeps these products, who keeps your fittings, and where can they get hold of Sana?
Okay, so at the moment, we've got a few retailers where we stock our products, builders, and we're working on cash build. So soon you'll have it in most of the DIY stores in South Africa, mm-hmm. and we are making it available online as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our website, you can actually order it, and then... yeah, we're looking to make sure that it is in most of your local plumbing stores.
Yes, the more independent stores, exactly. Not your big franchises.
Not only the franchises, yes. So that's taking a bit of time because it does take time to roll out through the country. Johannesburg area is relatively easy to find press fittings, but the rest of the country is still a little bit more difficult.
But I think also as demand grows for the products and the systems and the technology, so will... stock availability.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Elton, listen, just a quick one. Your Sana's website, it is SANHA, right?
Yeah.
And the website?
It's sana-sa.co.za, or you can go into our international site, sana.com.
Elton, it was fantastic having you here. Awesome to hear from that perspective of this technology. Stefan, as usual, lucky to have you in our studio again. We're definitely going to do a follow-up podcast on this. Thank you for your time and your effort, and thanks for the presentation and the info that you shared.
Thank you, Mr. Willem.
See you next time.